The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What do you think of the trade?
We talked about it being a position of need, but not a position of dire need, like offensive tackle or cornerback. But apparently there's not a lot of those guys floating around out there to be had. And Demaryius Thomas was, and get him for relatively cheap fourth round pick.
I don't think this makes a huge difference, but the one thing I like about him, he and Hopkins have one thing in common. They show up every week and they're on the field.
Yeah.
I'll take that. And we can tease ahead a little bit to your article. So I think we started off in agreement that Chiefs, Patriots, Rams, and Saints in no particular order, right?
I think most everybody has Rams number one, and I think Patriots, Chiefs, Saints in some order.
I think if the Saints barely beat them the way the Patriots barely beat the Chiefs at home, I'd still have the Chiefs ahead of the Patriots, and I'd still have the Rams ahead of the Saints.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong. I want to say that with an accent. I know it's wrong.
It's racist.
I know it is, but hey.
That would be inappropriate.
It just feels like I should. All right. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of really good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. Go back and check it out. If you missed anything, we kind of went over some early look at the lines, talked about your Texans getting Demaryius Thomas. We talked about some of the other NFL trades. Don't remember what else. Well, we talked about Lions.
Yeah,
Lions attacking little kids, and we talked about fake preachers and things like that. So it was a good first 2 hours. So hopefully hour number three will be just as good. And we got something a little different here. Jong, do you want to set this up? Because, you know, you had a chance to speak with her a little bit. Why don't you bring Catherine in here?
This is going to go disastrously wrong.
He's on his phone.
Yeah. Who are you texting, John?
Yeah.
I'm not texting anything.
Okay. So,
listen, I'll handle this. We can't. Yeah. You want stuff done right? You gotta
I was just trying to involve John a little bit because, you know.
Catherine, is it Gabor?
In an earlier life, I think we say Gaber now.
Gaber now? Okay, yeah. So Catherine Gaber is here.
Not as fancy.
Gabor does sound fancier.
Yeah, it does.
And
like
there was
Zsa Zsa,
a famous
yeah.
Gabor.
No, Zsa Zsa is much better. Somewhere along the line, my grandfather, when he came to the States, in Chicago particularly, just renamed it Gaber. Not attractive at all. So
you could change
Gabor,
it back, you know?
I think Gabor is good.
If your grandfather was allowed to change it, why the hell aren't you?
And sometimes I go by my middle name, Cruz. Much easier.
Okay. Well, that is easy.
Either or. Something in Chicago.
You apparently, well, actually, I'll let you tell us. How did you end up in here with us on this show today?
Well, spend some money. There's an annual fundraiser called the Wild Night Out, and it raises money for wildlife conservation in African communities. And I bid on it. I am also the owner of Africa 360 Travel, so we were a sponsor of that evening out. But you guys were kind enough to do too. So we put down some good four-figure money for me to spend some time with
That's
you guys.
That's absurd.
Today. So thank you to Gao Media for sure.
Now, are you a listener of our program? You can be honest here.
First of all, I picked you guys specifically because you're irreverent. So I appreciate that. I'm from Chicago, where we sort of consider ourselves scrappers and sports fans. Absolutely, well, time to time, but I'd rather podcast you guys.
Okay. But you do listen in every once
absolutely.
In a while. Absolutely. Okay. And it didn't bother you that people have falsely accused me of being a misogynist?
Not at all. I think you're completely misrepresented.
I believe so as well. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
And this money that you raised or that you put down for this went to what was the cause again?
Yeah, so we support several different causes in Africa, but Wildlife Conservation Network is one of them, where we put money to organizations like Save the Elephants, Rhinos Without Borders, Painted Dog Conservation. So we are pretty much species specific, but it went towards that. And 100% of the funds that we raised in May went directly into African wildlife conservation and communities. We support AIDS programs, educational programs, all that kind of good stuff.
I'm a big rhino fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you'll need to come with us one of these days. We take groups down every year to see the rhino and do work with them. So
I won't do
you
that.
You don't want to hug or kiss a rhino? No.
Okay. I also don't want to go to Africa.
Okay. Why?
I don't want to go anywhere besides the United States. I like it here.
You're missing.
I know. Everyone tells me that, but it's like a long flight, and then, you know, I don't know what kind of food they're serving.
Come on, you were talking about lions earlier. You know, you can.
Yeah, I mean, I like them.
Yeah, you can handle.
But
them.
I don't like the one that ate a 4-year-old girl. Yeah, though.
And I don't like lions.
No, I'm with you on that.
I like lions in Africa. I like them there peacefully, where no one bothers them. I don't want to go interfere with their day to day life there.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great experience, and if you have kids. They'll eventually be asking you to go. So.
Well, hey, those kids can can get credit cards when they're grown, and they can go on their own.
They can go on their own, right.
Yeah, I'm not taking those kids to Africa. Are you kidding me?
I think it depends on where you go.
Africa, I think that's a scary place to me.
Now, well, okay, you're probably thinking West Africa or
where the warlords are.
Genocide areas. I mean, we're talking safari wonderlands, right? Like East Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, or Southern Africa is stunningly beautiful. South Africa, Botswana. In fact, we met a very well-known Hall of Famer in Botswana 2 years ago. So
who was that?
You would know Troy Aikman.
I've heard of him.
Yeah,
he's good at sport.
Completely. So yeah. You never know who you're going to run into.
And
on
he
safari.
Was down there hanging out with lions.
Wow, I probably shouldn't share this story, but since we're here,
yeah, since we're here,
he was kind enough to bring his two daughters on safari. So I guess as someone who was at the same camp as him, I can share this. But, you know, when lions kill anything, you want to be up close and personal, right? So the vehicles will get you within proximity. And we discovered Troy's kryptonite, and it was sitting 50 yards back observing the lions eating the hippo through the binoculars.
Now, here's my question.
And we were right next to him.
So you're conserving lions out there.
And everything else.
Is there someone who's conserving hippos who's like, hey, hey, wait a minute. Can your lion eat a gazelle or something? There ain't a lot of hippos running around here.
Hippos are the fiercest of all the creatures. Really, they kill more people in Africa when you consider
really?
The local tribes. Yeah, they will come out of the water and stampede you to
They're
death.
Scary, man.
They are, completely.
The hippos are scarier
you
than
You remember
lions?
That movie in the 80s, right? The Gods Must Be Crazy. Do you remember the hippos in that?
No, I don't remember that.
I'm dating myself now.
I was a child then. I don't know.
You were a baby.
I was. Fred, he remembers.
I remember the movie, but I don't remember any details.
But I feel like hippos and rhinos, elephants are scary, but I feel like elephants move a little bit too slow to really, to just trample me. But I feel like hippos and rhinos
elephants can really book. And what's beautiful about the safaris that we put together, they're in partnership with conservation. So we will take people to spend time with elephants or walk with wild elephants in the wild. This is not a circus thing. This is literally you're in the wild with an elephant orphanage or with rhinos that are having a vet checkup and will be part of the vet checkup or the dehorning process to save them from poaching. So it's highly unique, hands-on, immersive, and we donate all funds back to those organizations who are protecting them.
So for you to get this, you donated money to your own charity? Is that how it worked?
Well, actually, we have someone overseeing the money that called the Wildlife Conservation Network out of San Francisco.
I was just checking.
We were the lead sponsor, and we underwrote. Africa 360 underwrote the entire evening. Oh, so cool. We were one of them, big sponsors.
I was just having an idea for a charity thing later. So
Yeah. We can come up with something, I'm sure.
You said you grew up in Chicago.
Absolutely.
So, who are your teams?
Well, I was a White Sox fan, and it was hard to say that. But when you grew up in Chicago, more on the South Side, you are a South Sider. But I immediately jumped on the bandwagon the second the Cubs won.
Oh, really?
But growing up with Michael Jordan, come on.
Are all your friends ashamed of you for changing?
I think they just feel that I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
Okay.
Not ashamed of me, but my father and my grandfather clearly wanted me to stay Sox, but at least they won. What, 2005? The Bulls, and then the Bears have been just deplorable since the 80s. Really,
well, honestly, the Bears look like they're showing some hope.
Well,
they're a lot better than the Bulls right now.
That's for sure.
Yeah, don't throw the Bears away just yet. Otherwise, you're going to have to hop onto that bandwagon.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, just be like, oh, yeah, I'm a big Bears fan. It looks like they got something going. Now's the time to get in.
We need it. Yeah. Absolutely, since the Walter Payton era.
And is basketball your favorite sport, being a Bulls fan, or what are you into the most?
No, I think football. I do like baseball quite a bit. Grew up with my grandfather taking me to Comiskey Park back when it was Comiskey. In fact, I was one of the rebels who ended up at Disco Demolition with Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer in the late 70s, maybe early 80s. That was interesting. Got grounded for about a week or two at that. And that was when they were burning all the disco records in Chicago. So it was a fun time to be in Chicago.
I went to the new White Sox Stadium. I forget what it's called. But
U.S. Cellular.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's ridiculous.
It's very, it's kind of cookie cutter. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's no real experience going there. It just feels like you're at a baseball field.
Which is why Wrigley is so important.
Wrigley is really cool.
Not change that.
Yeah.
There will be anarchy in that city.
Well, the problem, when we went there to Chicago, we stayed maybe a block from Wrigley. Our Airbnb was right down the street from Wrigley, but that was the year that they were doing construction on Wrigley, so they weren't playing any games there until later, later in the season. So, yeah, we were like, I guess we'll go to a White Sox game. And it wasn't quite the same experience as you would have expected from a Cubs game.
The best game is the Crosstown Classic when the Sox play the Cubs every year.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun and fun to go to.
My favorite experience there is going to a Blackhawks game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Loudest stadium, right?
Yeah, that's cool as hell.
Oh,
yeah.
My favorite experience there is just drinking beer.
Well,
that's my favorite thing to do there is drink beer.
What about the pizza? You didn't
pizza's
even mention
good too.
The
Yeah, the pizza is good too. I'm a Chicago-style pizza guy too. I like it.
I'm a Lou Malnati's guy.
I like the
That's
Oh yeah.
I've been up to
Giordano's.
Giordano's is really good too. We've been up there a bunch because my wife was doing a project up there, and so she was staying for like a month at a time, so I'd go visit her. So I got to see pretty much all of Chicago. And then what she called not Chicago, which is Schaumburg, which is an armpit.
Yeah, suburbs.
Yeah, that sucks. The suburbs there suck, but the city is really cool.
So, I also went to high school with a guy who played for Phoenix Suns. So Jeff Hornacek, I don't know if you remember him.
Jeff Hornacek played for the Utah Jazz.
He ended with the Jazz, yeah.
Yeah, but the Jazz, like that's where he was most famous, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because that's where they were, I mean, he was like the number three guy on that team with Stockton and Malone, and he always did the really annoying face touching thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Did you like him in high school?
Did you guys
hook up?
No.
You can tell me it's okay.
We could talk off air, but no.
Your husband's not listening, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, not at all.
And he wouldn't mind anyway.
No, it's past. Past
yeah,
is past.
Past is the past.
Come on, that was the 80s.
Right. You were disco demolitioning and, yeah. You know, it was free love.
That's when radio was radio, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, everything was on the AM.
All right, guys. She's going to be hanging out with us here for the rest of the show. Donated to a great cause, and we appreciate it, of course. I got to tell you about the Texas Star Grill Shop. Fall is here, and now's the time where you want to get outside and you want to cook some good food. And you don't want to have some raggedy-ass grill to cook it on. That's why Texas Star Grill Shop, they've got you covered with the best stuff. Whether you're looking for a ceramic charcoal grill, a wood pellet smoker, a gas grill, they've got you covered. I've got the Pits and Spits wood pellet grill. It's locally made here in Houston. One of the hottest grills in the market. It's heavy-duty Texas-style construction. Got a fantastic controller on it. For most of the year, they had a waiting list on these grills. And finally, they've built up a little inventory. So if you want one, you can get one now at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've still got the 32 Traeger Pro 20 grills as well. Saber, if you're looking for an infrared gas grill. And they've got Kamado Joe ceramic grills as well. And if you want to do an outdoor kitchen, they've got everything you could look for there. RCS, Blaze, DCS, Twin Eagles, Alfresco, all sold at discount prices. And when you go in this store, they're going to offer you a free beer. That's how awesome they are. They're going to sell you Akayushi beef, top quality meat at their cost. Like, these are just nice guys. This is you want to work with these guys. Stop by and see the best in grilling. Texas Star Grill Shop, located at 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring. Free delivery, free assembly, and get out there now during the fall grill sale. Easy for me to say. Or you can shop online all the time. TexasGrillShop.com. That's TexasGrillShop.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Real quickly, your top six in the first playoff. Poll. Did you see him, AJ?
I didn't see him.
Number one, shocker, Alabama.
Well, overrated.
Number two, shocker, Clemson.
Oh, overrated.
Here's where it gets interesting. Number three, LSU.
Oh, that's a slap to Notre Dame.
Which is four. Michigan, five. Georgia, six. UCF, number 12.
Okay.
No University of Houston in any of the top 25. That's a little...
Boy, no love for... Boomer Sooner either.
I think they were seventh, so okay. They're close.
So my top six was Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, Michigan, Oklahoma.
See, here's the problem I have with putting LSU in there, and it's no disrespect to LSU. When they lose to Alabama, they're not going to be in the top four.
But that's why I put them there this week. It was a gesture to LSU fan. Listen, guys.
Hold that tiger.
Yeah, look how good you guys are.
But not... Hold that tiger at LSU. Don't hold that tiger if you go to Africa, because then you will get eaten.
Yeah, no.
So there's no tigers in Africa, but that's all right. It was a good one.
Yeah, stupid Fred.
Whatever. Dumb animals that I see in the zoo. I don't know where they're from. I don't care. I know that kangaroos are in Australia. I know there's no kangaroos in Africa.
You don't know that. They have zoos in Africa.
Well, they're not indigenous. If you guys are going to give me crap over tigers, I don't even know where tigers are from, other than Detroit.
They're from Asia.
India, Asia.
Bengal tigers.
Malaysia. Then what the hell are they doing in Baton Rouge?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a good mascot, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. LSU game's fun to attend, too.
I've never been to one.
Yeah, you got to do that before you leave. You have to go do a night game at Baton Rouge.
Before I leave?
Well, at some point you're going to bail on me. Or I'm going to bail on you. One of the things. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know.
One of them.
So, one more thing about Chicago. Where did you come down on this bean controversy when they put a bean here and tried to say, oh, take that, Chicago. We got our own bean.
Imitation, I guess, is the sincerest form of flattery, right? But Chicago's always first.
I was a little embarrassed by the whole thing. To have bean envy.
I will say this. Everyone says that. Everyone always says, like, oh, Chicago is the best. I'm from Chicago. Chicago's the best. Why do you live here?
trailing spouse. Plus, I do like the weather. I don't want to live That's up north anymore. The weather is horrible.
Everyone who's from the Midwest.
And the taxes and the crime. Can we go on?
Yeah, everyone from the Midwest is like, oh, I really love it up there. I'm like, but you're living here, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had to get a job. Silly me.
I think the idea of living there is better to most people. But then, like, actually living there, it's like, oh, this sucks living in the Midwest. I got to get away from this weather. I got to get away from, like, the dying part of the country. And then they come here. And then they're like, oh, it's so great up there. And then you're going to sucker people into going up there. And then they're going
to
be like...
Yeah, great place to visit, for sure.
Great place to visit.
And hit all the sports teams. You're in heaven.
Yeah, I'm not looking
for it. They do have a much better sports scene than we have. It's not even close.
Who doesn't?
Well, that's true.
I mean...
Atlanta.
Fair.
Cleveland.
Minnesota.
Minnesota's got well, I guess you have a hockey team instead of
they have all four sports there.
Yeah, okay. I'll give them. I mean, they don't win ever, but at least they have that.
What about Cleveland versus Chicago?
Oh, Cleveland, no, because they have the Browns dragging down the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
if it weren't for LeBron James, Cleveland would be like the most depressing sports town in the history of sports towns.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah, but he got him a ring. Like, they couldn't even be mad the second time he left. It's like, you know what? We finally got it. It's cool. And he got it against, maybe the greatest team ever. Like, that's a pretty good one to hang up.
All right. Let's give a shout-out, though. Houston has brought their first professional rugby team.
And
do you guys know the name of the team?
I know because I have a friend who works for them, and I have another friend who always wears his damn Sabercat shirt everywhere we go.
Okay, there you go. Hey, that's a good mascot. Yeah. Season tickets going on sale soon. They can pay me later, I'm sure.
You work for them?
No. My husband knows the owner and works for the owner.
Ah, okay. Is your husband listening?
Yes.
You said he texted you. Like, he told you, don't tell the story about the time you hooked up with Jerry Sloan at a wedding.
No, he just said you didn't mention that? Jerry Sloan. No. I was way too young at the time in Chicago.
But you were a wild child.
Wild child indeed, right? Ending up, yeah. We don't talk about that. But, yeah, I met Jerry Sloan at a wedding, but it was my girlfriend's wedding. Jerry Sloan is her uncle.
Okay.
So he was at the Jazz, but we were not shy. We certainly asked for tickets, and we were all going skiing in Park City. And so we showed up, and his secretary said, sorry, all his tickets are taken. But we went to the game anyway. But at least he had her return our call. So, we were bold.
Thanks a lot, Uncle Jerry.
And they were playing the Bulls, so it was even better.
Oh, yeah, right? Good time to go.
Yeah, that's when Michael was playing.
Michael who?
Well, Jordan.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
we're on a first-name basis.
Most overrated player in the history of basketball.
Speaking of overrated.
There's no way.
No, he doesn't mean that. He's just trying to
charge
you up. Do you want to
talk about Kobe Bryant or something? Maybe
he's trying
overrated?
To charge you up. Last night, a lot of people... Okay, we'll go to break. But I want to talk about a player that I had to discuss on Twitter last night because he had a fantastic game.
Yeah.
It's been a guy that I've always said is really good, and people are always, he's overrated. I feel like it's hard to keep calling Klay Thompson overrated. But we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm upset with this at this point.
Well, see, you have your little list of players that you love, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you're always going to think they're great. I happen to agree with you on Klay Thompson. Be like him, Andrew Luck, Joe Flacco's in your...
Joe Flacco sucks now.
Jake, it doesn't matter. Jay Cutler, you still will go to war for.
I go to war for guys who I think get a bad rap. Like, guys who are, in my opinion, underrated. So, Jay Cutler, everyone was always acting like he was the worst quarterback in the league. I don't think that was true. I thought that he didn't get a fair shake. I'm not saying he was great, but he wasn't as bad as people tried to make him out to be.
Well, Tim Tebow got a bad rap as far as I'm concerned, and all women love Tim Tebow.
But Tim Tebow sucked at football.
No.
He sucked at professional football. He was really good at college
and
football.
And he sucks at baseball, too, but he keeps playing it. Hey, do we have the lawyer Dave call in?
Okay. Do you want me to do my impression?
No, that's okay. I got this under control because he's probably in court. And Lawyer Dave will take care of you if you've been in an accident, whether it's a car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. He also handles a lot of other stuff. He's done some things for me. And let me just tell you, if Lawyer Dave's on your side, the other guys are in deep, you know what, because he's going to take care of the blitzers. and he loves dealing with the blitzers. And let me tell you, if here's the best part, free consultation. He doesn't charge you for the consultation. He doesn't get paid unless you win. So if you're not sure whether or not you got a case, give him a call because he'll tell you. And if it's not something he specializes in and he thinks you have a case, guess what? He'll put you with somebody else. And he's handled a couple things for me and came out just fine both times because he's a bulldog. He's based right here in Houston. And the cool thing is if you've had problems with your doctor, bad drugs, hospital negligence, he'll take care of that. If you can't afford to go to a doctor, they'll put you with a doctor. And he doesn't get a dime unless you win. He also takes care of the blitzers over in Beaumont and Port Arthur and the Golden Triangle. All you got to do is give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or go on Twitter to @LawyerDaveLaw, 713-626-8900, or @LawyerDaveLaw. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
All right, if your job is sucking the life out of you, wake up. You can do something else. IT, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math guy. I'm not a science guy. I'm not a smart. Who cares? That's not. There's no excuses. It's not rocket science we're talking here. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that is what they do. That's their specialty, if you will. So if you don't absolutely love what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, making more money, doing something that you like doing. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. Thank you, Tony Kemp. Tony Kemp will always be my favorite Astro because he recognizes the greatness of The Blitz.
Top five.
No, he's up
sure.
There. Yeah. I haven't heard Carlos Correa come in here and say nice things about The Blitz.
Haven't heard Jose Cruz ever say anything nice about us.
Nolan Ryan did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't we have a Nolan Ryan saying something about you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5?
We have that, John?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me John explain. Deleted it.
Because he doesn't like Nolan Ryan. I mean, I'm okay with the steroids. I am. I don't have a problem with that. So you also lived in New York.
I hate you.
How did that come about?
Living in New York?
Yeah.
A job. I was working in Manhattan. And that's how I got to New York, but I'm definitely was a transplant. You know, Chicago,
you didn't like
and
it there.
New York. You know, I think New York is great for a period of time, but
place to visit.
Great place to visit. Yeah, if you're not walking fast enough, somebody's going to run you over. If you have a different opinion, somebody's going to run you over. So it's a dog eat dog. But it was definitely fun. I was there 3 years and had a great time.
Nice.
It took me a while to appreciate New York. I could never live there. But even the first few times I visited it, I hated it. And part of it was because I was either staying out on Long Island or I was out by Belmont Park because I was covering horse racing at the time. And then the last time we went for a fight, I actually had a really good time. And you know, if you could just get rid of half the people, if we could just pull a Thanos and boom, that city would be awesome.
It's a great city.
Too many people for me.
Yeah.
And I think Houston's getting that way, too.
It's a good sports city, though, too. I lived in a building, and I had a lot of Knicks players in my building. So I would be leaving for work 6:30, 7 a.m., and they were all coming in from the parties. So it
was, hard times.
Yeah, it was tough.
Ugh.
It's fun.
Do you want to talk about anything that may have happened there?
that was boring.
Oh, okay.
A guy by the name of Jerome James, what he played, what, one or two seasons. And
I see you winking at me because I forgot
nothing,
your husband's listening.
Stories, yeah.
I keep forgetting your husband's listening.
I met my better half in New York.
It
but technically, we never got married, so.
Because
just never got around to it.
You said you were spouse chasing. You're technically not married.
I don't know what to call it. That's the issue. I mean,
did he not marry you because you had a previous relationship with Patrick Ewing and it made him very uncomfortable?
Patrick Ewing is a little too old, but thank you.
Everybody's too old for you.
We gotta get something in your wheelhouse here.
Jeez, you want me to go with Kristaps Porzingis or
no.
All right. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. I understand your quasi-husband
New York
is listening.
New York is great. Yeah. Well,
so how long have you guys been together?
13 years. So I guess in Texas, that qualifies us.
At what point is it common law? It's like seven, isn't it?
Yeah. You would get half the stuff if you got divorced.
Yeah. But I wasn't going to. He wanted me to come down from New York, and I said, I'm not coming because, you know, if I'm buying half the house, it's going to go to your folks if something happens to you. So we, you know, our attorney said we were the only non-same-sex couple to come in and do an agreement. So we are.
Well, congratulations. You're a trailblazer.
Yeah. Hey. That's the way it goes. You know, Chicago and to New York and now to Houston. But I came and then Hurricane Ike hit. So
fun. Welcome.
I've been through a
congratulations.
Couple. And I said, I'm not evacuating. I'm from Chicago. We have blizzards. We drive through snow and ice and sleet. And he said, pack the car up and be ready in an hour. And we were gone. So I was very happy to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that snow and sleet stuff, even if we're seeing, I'm not used to it at all, right? So every time I have to drive up there, I'm worried that I'm going to die.
Well, talk about Houstonians when it rains.
We don't know what we're doing.
It's tough.
Yeah, we're a mess.
Hydroplaning.
Yeah, all the texts I'm getting from my friends is she single? She sounds awesome.
I mean, she's technically single.
By the way, my dog is named Raider after Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Oh, really?
He's an uber cool dog. He's the state dog of Texas. And if anybody can tweet in to you guys what the state dog of Texas is, they're going to win a prize, right? Does anybody know what the state dog is? State flower is Blue Bonnet.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah.
What's our state dog?
I don't know.
Put into the legislature in
Armadillo.
About 2005. People are Googling.
Oh,
now.
That's why.
They're cheating, but somebody needs to tweet you.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, they taught you all those things.
It's a huge trivia question.
Yeah.
And if you go to Louisiana, right, it's the cur, right? But here, it's called the Texas Blue Lacey.
Okay.
Absolutely beautiful dog. Part coyote. Only dog ever bred originally in Texas. And it takes the work of like five ranch hands.
Now, what is
herding.
What is the Texas Tech connection?
My better half grew up in Lubbock, so everything is red and black. In fact, we were at the game a couple weeks ago against Houston.
Oh,
that was tough for
so
Houston.
So he went to Texas Tech.
No, he didn't. He went Ivy League, but
okay.
You know.
So that's what I was going to say. Like most, that's a pretty dog.
Yeah,
Most dudes who go to Texas Tech and most women who go to Texas Tech were basically like C students in high school. Yeah. So for him to make it to the Ivy League, why he was like, he could have gotten
people need
Tech,
to leave was, Lubbock, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh
they
gosh,
do.
All the Lubbock people are just going to kill me completely.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
It'll take them 9 hours to get here. So you've got time to,
and then
hide
as
out.
A woman, all the women, who do they love? But the coach of Tech.
Oh yeah. Cliff.
Cliff, who looks like Ryan Gosling.
He does.
So, you know, as women, I guess we watch football for.
Is Ryan Gosling the most handsome man in the world?
Well, he's probably one of them.
Who's your number one?
Who's that Zac Efron kid?
Zac Efron.
Isn't he cute?
Isn't he too young for you?
He's too young. He is absolutely too young.
She's already said she doesn't like old. She's looking for young.
Okay. At least we know.
Come on, you know.
You know he's going
to
be.
Do I have to pick older?
He's going to be Ted Bundy in a movie.
He is?
Yeah. And he if there's screenshots of him where he looks just like Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I mean, Ted Bundy was a good-looking dude, too. So, I mean, I guess it's a good call.
I don't know. I'm back to Tim Tebow. He's cute.
Really?
So, there we go.
But if you could hook up with Tim Tebow or George Clooney?
Oh, not Clooney. Clooney is too opinionated.
Oh, okay. But this is a one-time deal. Tim Tebow's pretty opinionated, too.
Yeah, yeah. Bruce Willis over Clooney.
Really?
He's got a personality.
Look at that.
You have to have a personality.
Man.
Come on. Have some moxie.
I mean, that's what I get by on.
Yeah. Well, you do. Both of you.
Yeah.
No,
that's why you're top rated.
Friend, you have a personality. You would have never made it this long without one.
No, that's probably true.
Look at that.
And then there you come.
Look at that face. There's only one way to survive in the streets. You got to be a charmer, Fred, because that wasn't getting you anywhere.
I had it wrong about Louisiana. It's the Catahoula is the dog. Anyway.
Well, you're just making up facts anyway.
Yeah.
So that blue dog,
I said the cur, it's the Catahoula.
That blue dog is not the state dog of Texas anyway. You just
Texas
made that
Blue
up
Lacey, absolutely. Park Coyote.
I think you made that up.
Yeah.
I got about 20 texts saying it's the Blue Lacey.
Okay.
All
well,
right. I'm impressed. You know,
I would have gone for Rhodesian Ridgeback, but.
Which is an African dog.
Yeah, well, that's what my dog
also
is.
Also protected?
Completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They love to herd. Love to herd.
They herd lions. Mine can't even herd our damn cats. So she obviously didn't inherit it.
I used to have corgis, which are still my favorite dog. I have a German Shepherd now, and she's great.
Oh,
but,
great dog.
But my corgis, when we'd go to my mom's house, and my mom has cattle, and they would go round up her cows, and she would get so mad at me, but there was no stopping them. It's like they were, these are city dogs who suddenly you put them out on this ranch, and it's just instinctual. They think they know what they're doing, and they just go out there and they start biting at cows' heels and herding them up. It's unbelievable.
That's the best. Well, and German Shepherds, they're the best as well.
Oh, but the German Shepherd's smart enough when you tell her to stay, she won't do it. Mm-hmm. These little dogs, I mean, they're the cutest things, but they're dumb. So they would just go off all willy-nilly. And
we use German Shepherds as anti-poaching dogs in South Africa.
Oh, yeah? Like they attack the hunters?
And then the Malinois as well. Absolutely.
That's a good call.
So they're trained with anti-poachers to go after the poachers that are trying to kill the elephants and rhino.
And what do? Sniff them out?
Absolutely. They sniff them out and get them.
And they attack them like a police dog?
They will, completely. That's another reason you need to go. To get you down to South Africa.
I like that. I'm not a poacher.
Let
them know.
But you get to hang with, you know, ex-military guys, who are out there in the field.
I would like to see a dog attack a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like in real life.
I would like to see a sniper take out a poacher.
We could actually put you. Yeah, well.
That would be pretty good, too. But I think that's illegal.
I don't think, well. In Botswana, it's shoot to kill.
Yeah, in
Botswana,
Africa, there's no law out
South
there.
Well, there is, but
it's a soft law, they call it.
Exactly.
It's more like a guideline. Yeah, it's a guideline.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Gulfgate Dodge. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. And during Ram Power Days at Gulfgate, you'll lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $394 a month. Can't beat that. Plus, during Jeep Adventure Days, lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and our new state-of-the-art service center is now open, twice the size, to service twice the vehicles by their certified techs. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing. 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 0 due at signing. Tax, title, and registration. Additional, see dealer for details.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, you want to get into the action tonight, whether it's NBA, well, there's a couple hockey games you can play. There's college football tonight. It's pretty much college football every night now. Well, MyBookie is your place to go. And what I love is that I can bet pretty much anything I want there, I love to bet hockey and CFL and stuff like that, but college football, NFL, horses, big horse weekend coming up. I'll be dumping some money into there for that. And MyBookie, the great thing about them, you win, you're going to get paid. That's the best thing. It's the only website I've used for the last couple of years now. They've been in business for years. They're safe. They're reliable. The in-game betting is awesome. If you're like me and you miss the start of the game sometimes because, heck, you were working until 7 o'clock, you could still get in and bet. And right now, they've still got this great deal going, not for much longer. But just get on your computer, mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and you can get your account started. Or go to mybookie.ag. How about this? They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
You'll never guess who came out of the woodwork.
Who?
There's a Case Keenum story in the news, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your boy Chris Baldwin is out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's talking about how Case Keenum's still putting up numbers.
Oh, God.
He is.
Bleep that guy and bleep the company he works for, because they're a bunch of failures at Culture Map who started this thing. So to hell with them.
Wow.
Don't give him any run on this show.
Okay. All right. I want to let it know, while he said they're putting up stats, I just want it to be known that Case Keenum has thrown an interception in every game this season.
That's stats.
That's 8 games with an interception. He's had 5 games where he threw a touchdown. So that's also stats. So there's stats, and then there's stats.
Yeah. No, bleep that guy. I don't want no more mentions on this show.
I wanted to get into the Klay Thompson thing. We don't really have time to do a deep dive on it. But Klay Thompson, so one play, Klay Thompson's the only player in NBA history who scored 50 or more points in 30 or less minutes in an NBA game, and he's done it twice. That's just crazy to me. And everybody was like, oh, he's not elite. Elite is like, you know, Bird, Jordan, Magic, LeBron. But, man, that's
a pretty small group, though, if you're going to if that's all it's going to be, your elites.
I guess my comp for him is Reggie Miller. You know, he's like a better defensive version of Reggie Miller.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And Reggie Miller's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. So I think overrated is a bit much on him.
I don't know. It depends on how you rate him. I mean, yeah, if you're trying to say he's in that conversation with Jordan, LeBron,
no,
Durant, then okay. Yeah, he's overrated.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, you know, that's the thing. You have to determine what the bar is.
Well, Catherine, you said how long is your Bill Belichick story?
It's short.
Let's hear it. You teased one to me before you got on air, let's get it.
So I'm a bit irreverent from Chicago, but we were in Greece, Santorini, and Belichick was there walking down the street in his shorts and top, his looking really...
A hoodie?
He had like a colorful top, a teal color, typical Greece, right? And I didn't recognize him, but the people I was with definitely did and said, oh my God, that's Bill Belichick. And I said, well, where is he? I'm going to get some snaps. I'm going to take some pictures. So I started shooting pictures, and he ended up down at a bar with friends, and he had some girlfriend that was nowhere near there, but she had traveled with him because we heard from other people from Boston. Long story short, I sold the pictures to TMZ, and they placed an entire article him. And it was called All Greased Up, and it was the day before the Deflategate announcement was coming on Brady. And so Belichick, everybody was trying to figure out where he was. Well, he was actually in Greece, and I was there. So
nice.
There you go.
To him. He looked cranky. He had his Fitbit on.
You guys did not hook up?
No, he had, trust me, his girlfriend's about half his age. Something like that. No, that's not happening.
You're supposed to say, no, he's too old for me.
No, he is too old for me, honest to God, though, seriously. But
you're more of a Zac Efron.
I don't know. Yeah. Some women have low standards. They'll go for money over age,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
Hey. Some men do that.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's what Fred did.
My same friend who wanted to know if you were single also says he'd give you your own show.
Oh, well, I'll come back anytime. You guys are the best, and... thank you. And if anybody ever wants to travel to Africa, they can find us at Africa 360 Travel, either on Facebook or Instagram. Our website's under construction right now, but it'll be back up. But we're trying to save wildlife for future generations. We donate all profits to conservation, so it's a win-win. So,
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything
you guys have done, and thanks to you guys and Gal Media.
I get so sad every time I see, like, oh, this animal's extinct. I don't like
no.
that.
No, yeah, that's so. What we're doing. We're saving them.
Well, thank
Thanks,
you
guys.
Very much.
AJ, Fred, appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll do it again soon.
Thank you.
All right, till tomorrow.
Thanks, Bliss Nation.